Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 401 at 24,984. S&P 500 up 49 at 2,705. NASDAQ Composite up 209 at 7,318. Russell 2000 Small and Mid Caps up 31 at 1,500. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note up 1 basis point at 3.14%, and gold down $1.60 at $1,232.80 per ounce. The new Federal Reserve Vice Chair, Richard Clarida, said today that he would support some further increase in interest rates as the best way to nurse the current recovery along while guarding against any jump in inflation. In his debut speech as the Fed's second-in-command and the most recent appointee of Trump, Clarida said the economy showed signs of continuing to motor along, making it appropriate to continue to gradually raise interest rates that remain accommodative or encouraging of spending and investment. Clarida's speech puts him squarely in the mainstream of Fed thinking, though he did hint that he may favor an earlier stopping point to the current cycle of rate hikes than some of his colleagues, who see rates rising to a restrictive level of around 3.4% sometime in 2020. Now, while growth is strong and may well have shifted into a higher permanent gear, particularly after data showing higher than previously estimated household savings available to support future spending, Clarida said it also may be the case that productivity is rising and that unemployment can fall lower than expected without producing inflation. Earnings reporting season, this is a busy week. Amazon's third quarter revenue and fourth quarter guidance missed expectations. Amazon reported earnings per share of $5.75 on revenue of $56.6 billion. Analysts expected the company to report earnings of $3.14 per share on revenue of $57 billion. Revenue from Amazon Web Services, the cloud business, grew 46% to $6.7 billion. Amazon's higher-margin cloud service business had $1.6 billion in operating income last quarter, making up 55% of the total. All shares of Amazon fell about 6% in after-hours trade after getting hammered during the broader market sell-off this week. Amazon forecast disappointing holiday season sales, projecting its fourth quarter revenue growth would be the slowest in years. Amazon forecast fourth quarter sales will rise between 10 and 20%, or up to $72.5 billion, but analysts have been looking for $73.9 billion. Anyway, it would be Amazon's lowest quarterly sales growth since at least the start of 2016. After the close of trade today, Alphabet reported that they had missed analyst estimates for third quarter revenue, while rising expenses trimmed its operating margin for the third straight quarter. That fanned some concerns about regulatory scrutiny. Alphabet stock down 4.7% today. Separately, New York Times has just published the results of a year-long investigation into Alphabet, making the case that Google and Alphabet had a track record of quietly handling credible sexual misconduct allegations while paying out and even celebrating the men responsible. The article includes several instances of misconduct by several high-profile executives. The man directly responsible for the payouts is, according to the Times, Larry Page, co-founder and CEO of the company. Now, this is not just about rewarding the bad behavior of powerful men, but the ways in which this culture pushes women out and sidelines their careers. For years, tech companies have argued that the reason for Silicon Valley's dismal rates of women in tech and leadership positions is basically a training and competence problem. There are simply not enough qualified women to occupy the leadership or board roles at tech companies. But who can read a story like The Times and maintain the pipeline is the problem with Google and other tech companies? Google CEO Sundar Pichai sent an email to all Google employees today saying the company has fired 48 people over the last 2 years for sexual harassment. Of those 48 people, 13 were senior managers and above, and none of them got an exit package when they were let go, according to Pichai. Reacting after hours to these big names, Amazon and Alphabet, Netflix down another 1.9%. Facebook, which reports results on October 30th, was down 1.5%. Latest round of upbeat results came from a wide range of companies. We had Ford Motor, Visa, Whirlpool, Twitter, all offered some relief after the earnings season began on a slightly sour note and then geared lower on sluggish outlooks from manufacturers and chip makers. Twitter shares today jumped 22%, put them on track for their biggest one-day gain as they easily beat Wall Street's revenue and profit estimates, selling more ads even though it lost users after they purged millions of fake accounts. Can you really lose a user if they were fake to begin with? Snap stock shed more than 12%, hitting an all-time low in extended trading today after warning investors it will continue to lose daily active users. The company posted a narrower-than-expected loss for the third quarter as the company offsets declining user counts with higher revenue per user. AK Steel shares dropped as much as 15% in after-hours trade following third-quarter earnings that missed expectations. Company reported earnings of 21 cents per share on revenue of $1.74 billion. Those results fell short of expectations of 23 cents per share on revenue of $1.81 billion. The steelmaker posted disappointing results despite Trump administration tariffs that were supposed to help companies like AK Steel. Results from S&P 500 companies have pushed up third-quarter profit growth estimates to 23.6%. from 21.8% over the past 10 days, but some rough forecasts have pulled down fourth-quarter growth estimates to 19.4% from 19.9%. Intel beat analyst estimates for quarterly profit and revenue, driven by its high-margin data center business, and they also saw strong demand for their PC chips. That sent shares up 6% in after-hours trade. Company's performance and better-than-expected fourth-quarter forecast should come as a relief for investors after 3 days of grim news from the other major chipmakers. It's really shaken stocks globally. Texas Instruments, ST Microelectronics, and SK Hynix have all warned of slowing demand for the remainder of the year, but Intel today bucked the trend. With strong sales of chips for PCs, it's the second quarter in a row the company has benefited from the sector after they saw years of stagnation because of the rise of smartphones. Intel does not see any near-term impacts from trade tensions or from Chinese economy, despite the fact that several large data center customers are based in China. Intel's results also allayed concerns that a trade conflict between the U.S. or China or a slowdown in the Chinese economy could drag down the global chip business. Well, the Saudi government's handling of the assassination of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been incredible and unbelievable, as in they're not believable or credible. About a week ago, the Saudis denied any involvement in the death of Khashoggi. Then they claimed the journalist left the consulate of his own accord. Then they claimed he fell down. Then they claimed he was involved in an accident. Then he was part of a rogue incident. Then he got into a fight which got out of hand. Saudi Arabia's attorney general said today that evidence shared by Turkish officials suggested that the killing of journalist Khashoggi was premeditated. Despite the shifting narrative, the Saudis have maintained that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had no prior knowledge of the operation, so you might reasonably expect that justice will now be served. Yeah, not exactly. More like business as usual. Saudi Arabia said it signed $56 billion worth of deals at an investment conference this week in Riyadh and expected the United States to remain a key business partner despite a partial boycott of the event over the killing of Saudi journalist Khashoggi. There was concern that temporarily, at least, commercial ties with the West could be damaged as the blow to Riyadh's reputation and the risk of economic sanctions over the murder made it harder to enter new deals. Still, the three-day Future Investment Initiative Conference drew hundreds of businessmen and government officials from around the world to a palatial venue in Riyadh, aiming to attract foreign capital to support Saudi economic reforms. Germany is so far alone in halting arms sales to Saudi Arabia, the world's largest oil exporter. Other European countries have largely limited their reaction, for calling for those responsible to be held accountable. Britain said it was joining the U.S. in revoking visas of people said to be involved. But so far, business executives seemed more concerned about losing potential revenue than they feared embracing a murderer. Henry Biner, an executive with Boston-based PE Investments, said that Khashoggi's killing was horrendous, but that there were wars and atrocities occurring across the Middle East and that the situation should not necessarily deter business ties. He said, "One year from now, somebody's going to ask where the revenue is." And he added, "We're not going to put our relationships on the line for this, so this week we had a chance to witness economics without a soul." Hun continues for whomever has been sending pipe bombs through the mail to prominent opponents of Trump. Today, more packages sent, including two to former VP Joe Biden and also one to actor Robert De Niro. We don't know who's behind it all. Nobody's figured it out yet. But we do know this. This appears to be the first simultaneous assassination attempts on two former presidents and one former VP. Dow Industrials up 401 at 24,984. S&P 500 up 49 at 2705. NASDAQ up 209 at 7318. Follow along at moneyradio.com and eatthebankers.com.